You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. That's CYMBIOTIKA.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I think my battery's dead.
With free battery testing and charging, we can help you get back on the road.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
So, what if I need a new one?
We have the right Duralast battery for you, only at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
And what about my old battery?
We can recycle it right here at America's number one battery destination.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Welcome to a very special edition of the NFL Fantasy Live podcast. I'm Fabs. Eddie Murphy is behind the glass. What's up, Murph?
Very, very excited today for our guest.
And our special guest, guitar god, Jerry Cantrell of Alice in Chains. What's up, my brother?
What's happening, Mike?
It's so good to have you here, man. So you just got back from tour. And by the way, if you guys haven't heard the new album, Rain or Fog, oh my God. Like, this is such a strong album. It's ridiculous. Like, my eight-year-old, every time we get in the car now, what do you want to listen to, Matthew? Alice in Chains. What song? Maybe. Diggs, I mean, this album.
I like that kid.
I like that kid too. It is so good. So how did the tour go overseas?
That was good. We did. We went down to South America and did five shows with the Mighty Judas Priest. It was pretty great to close out the 2018 segment of the Rainier Fog tour.
Yeah, and then you guys are off until March, and then you're going to go back out on tour in the spring.
Yeah,
we'll
be busy probably from March till September, pretty much what we did this year.
Yeah, yeah. Hopefully back in this area maybe.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we'll come through again.
Check you guys out again.
Yeah, for sure.
So on today's show, we're going to let all secrets known. We'll tell you which player's values are down in a hole and whose stock will fly high like a drone this week.
I like it.
Hopefully our advice is a lesson learned and doesn't leave you a little bitter. We offer no excuses here because it ain't like that.
Wow.
So sit back, listen to our voices, and we'll make your decision a lot easier. That's it, in a nutshell.
I like it.
All right, Jerry, you ready to dish out the real thing?
Let's try it out.
Let's go to the news.
Let's do the news.
By the way, Mark Wakefield's going to love that when he hears it. Joe Mixon was added to the injury report today, limited in practice with a knee. You actually have Mixon on your team in the Alice League. Is that right?
That's true.
And So I think the move here to ensure yourself is to grab Gio Bernard.
Yeah, except somebody already did that. It's been a pretty rough year. I drafted Fournette on both of my teams, and also I had Mixon. So those first couple of mm-hmm. weeks were rough till he came back. And luckily, I was able to deal Fournette out on his injury. Although he had a great game coming back, I got Julio Jones out of the deal, who I've been able to play the last couple of weeks. But it's been pretty rough.
Yeah. So keep Mixon sort of on your mind tomorrow. See if he practices either in a limited or full fashion. Joe Flacco not practicing, and then Lamar Jackson didn't practice because he had a bellyache today, I guess.
Yeah.
So you could see RG3.
RG3.
We'll see what happens. But if Lamar Jackson starts, he's a very interesting player for fantasy owners because of his ability to run.
To run, football. Yeah. I was thinking about that guy as well. Might be a great guy to pick up.
No doubt. Vikings offensive coordinator John DeFilippo says Dalvin Cook is a full go. Finally, he's in on my roster, and actually we're playing each other. And whoever loses this week,
it's cooked. Over. Yeah.
So it's good to have Dalvin back despite a bad matchup. And Marvin Jones misses practice, so. If he doesn't play this weekend, you've got Kenny Galladay and not much else at wide receiver for the Lions. So keep tabs on Theo Riddick, who, by the way, I picked up in our league. And I'm playing against you this week because in PPR leagues.
Nice trade for Collins, too.
Theo Riddick, yes, I made a trade today. who was it with? Jeff Garland for Alex Collins. So keep tabs on Marvin Jones' status over the next couple of days as well, because if he doesn't play, Theo Riddick becomes a very solid play. Even if he does play, I like Riddick
as a PPR
guy. PPR leagues. Yeah. And that's pretty much everything you need to know.
That was the news.
So, JC, because you're here, we've got a special guest on the phone. Caller?
Only the greatest in fantasy football ever. The most must-see WWE superstar. The most must-see movie star. Yes, Marine 6 is out right now digitally and on Blu-ray. And the most must-see fantasy football owner of all time, The Miz.
Miz, what's up, buddy?
You know, I'm doing fantastic. In the NFL Celebrity League, I have like one loss.
You're doing great.
In the Allison Chains League, I think I have four losses. I'm probably in like around third place. I'm looking probably to get a bye. I'll probably win this week, the next week, and then in the playoffs I'll have a bye, win the whole thing, and just be dominant like I always am, you know.
You love how he forgets to mention, Jerry, that he's tied in the NFL Celebrity League with me at 9-1, and I have more points than him, so he's actually in second place behind me. But, Miz, don't let the truth get in
the way. Well, the top two spots still get the bye, right?
That's true. That's true. And in the AIC League,
Eisen.
Yeah, Eisen's having a good season. And Mike beat me last week. Well, Zach Ertz beat me last week. Yeah. And what?
No, I beat you.
What
last
drives me nuts is, you know what, dude? And you know what? Because I have George Kittle on that team too. So I traded him Ertz earlier in the season, and I got Sony Michel back. And I'm thinking that was a good move. I've got Kittle, and then Ertz goes nuts, and Sony Michel's been injured. So, Mike, what's been going on, man?
Dude, I'm a genius. I feel like sometimes.
Yeah. So what's been going on? So you've got the second season of Miz and Miz is coming out. You've got the movie that's out now, Marine 6. You've got Survivor Series coming up on Sunday. Hopefully I'll see you there. You're a busy man.
I am a busy man, but I'm not too busy for fantasy football. I have seven leagues that I'm in. I'm still in it in six of them. One of them is iffy. I have like six losses, but the way we do it is by points. So your playoffs are, there's two playoff spots, and you can get in by points. Mm-hmm. So I'm still in that league as well. So I'm doing pretty dumb in almost everything that I do. With WWE, I mean,
well,
you got
the
Survivor Series. Yeah. I'm the captain of the SmackDown team. We're excited about it. We have a new champion in Daniel Bryan. I told everyone about Daniel Bryan. I basically said exactly how he is. And then he goes and cheats to beat AJ Styles to be the WWE champion. It's amazing what a hypocrite he is.
I never thought I'd see Bryan go with a low blow there, but that's exactly what he did. Hey, you know what, Miz? You'd have done the same thing, my friend. So.
Here's the thing, though, and I would admit it, and I would talk about it, and I'd let everyone know. Everyone knows before they're in a match with me that I will do whatever it takes to win. Now, Daniel Bryan, on the other hand, was never like that. Now, did he get that off of me? I don't know. But the fact of the matter is, Daniel Bryan has been stale since he's come back, and now people are talking about him when he does something that's relevant, that's something that's meaningful. And obviously, it works. So I hope to get him on, hopefully, a Miz TV or something to talk about exactly what I've been saying since he's come back. And I'm curious to see what he has to say.
I love the trash talk, whether it's fantasy football or WWE. You've got Eric Dickerson this week in the AIC League. You're 6-4. Eric is 4-6. You got any words for the great Hall of Famer Eric Dickerson before you guys match up this week?
Yeah, I mean, he's a Hall of Famer, and, you know, he's a Hall of Famer, but not in fantasy football, because the fact of the matter is, I'm going to have Kirk Cousins, Todd Gurley. I may have Derrick Henry. I haven't decided if I want Chris Carson yet, debating on which one I want to go.
Better hurry up.
But then, I mean, we got Devontae Adams, we got Doug Baldwin, Zach Ertz, you know, you got Boyd. I'm debating on my defense as of right now. I don't know if the Panthers are going to be able to hold up against Detroit, because Detroit's, they got a good offense.
Dude,
like you said,
I like
Marvin Jones is suited up.
Yeah, I like the Panthers.
And then, I mean, that's a solid team in my book.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Hey, man, I know you've got a million things to do. You're going to be coming out here to L.A. On Saturday for Survivor Series. I will see you then. Thanks for calling in. We love you. We miss you here. We miss getting out there on the links with you and kicking your butt on the golf course. But have a safe flight out to L.A. And
hey, Jerry, yeah. when are you guys coming out to Austin? I want to see Allison Chains.
I'm gonna fly out for that if that happens.
I think we're talking about trying to schedule out our stuff for the summer. So we're planning on a full run across the states in the summer and the fall. So we should get.
Sounds like a plan.
If we don't get there, we'll get pretty close.
Yep. I love it.
All right, Mike.
I love the new CD, man.
Oh, that's awesome.
Thank
yeah.
You so
all right,
much.
We love you, brother. I'll talk to you soon.
Bye, guys.
All right.
Okay, see you, dude.
There goes the Miz, who is never short of trash talking.
You can't beat that dude of trash talk.
And that's why we love him. No doubt about that. G Suite is a suite of cloud-based productivity tools that includes Gmail, Docs, Slides, Sheets, and Drive. These tools improve your work life, both in terms of your experience and the outputs you create. Hence their new campaign, Make It With G Suite. You know when you have 20 identical versions of a document labeled final and no clue which is the latest, so you make another version and name that one final, right? Well, with G Suite by Google Cloud, a range of work apps like Gmail, Docs, and Slides let you make real-time updates to the document without having to keep track of the version after version after version of each project. And since all the tools are cloud-based, your whole team can access the same document and work on the same page at the same time. To find out more about G Suite's productivity tools, visit gsuite.com. That's gsuite.com. Make It With G Suite by Google Cloud. All right, now, in honor of Allison Chains' latest song, which kicks ass, by the way, let's just listen. I love this song, man. It's never fade. Eddie, I mean,
they're the best of what they do.
Dude,
so no surprise.
It's so good.
Hell, that's good rock and roll is what it is.
It is excellent. And it's like, it's so Alice, too. It's so Alice. So, like, in honor of this song, which I've listened to like 750 times since this album came out, we are going to play a little game of Fade or Never Fade.
I like it.
Which is basically, we in fantasy football say we're going to fade a player if we're not going to play him.
I've seen it.
And never fade, which means we're going to start him.
Fits right in with it.
And I've got some tough ones for you, my friend.
I know you.
Let's start off in Chicago with Kirk Cousins against the Bears. Fade or never fade?
I mean, I like Kirk a lot, but the Bears D is playing great.
And lights out.
That whole move with Mac was, I think, really, really kind of set the tone for this team.
Mm-hmm.
Trubisky's been cool too, man, to watch, see what he does, you know. And I'm going to go fade on that one.
I like it. And Philip Rivers, he's been pretty good. Lately, his numbers have been a little suspect. And he does not have a very good trend over his last seven home games against the Broncos.
Okay.
So fade or never fade this week?
I think he gets well this week.
Okay.
I mean, you know, he's my quarterback, obviously. And
that's
right. And I've been riding him, you know.
By the way, go Broncos!
I'm going to go never fade on Philip. I think he has a good game.
Philip Lindsay against the Chargers in that same game. Now, you know, the Bolts earlier in the season were better against the run than they are now. Lately, they've been giving it up. So Lindsay with Royce Freeman potentially back. Fade, never fade.
Is Bosa's not back yet, right?
But no, he's getting close.
He's getting close. I'm gonna say never fade then, because he's been solid, Lindsay.
Total playmaker.
Yep.
And he's been one of the best waiver wire pickups.
Never fade.
I love it. Next one, Marlon Mack, who like 3 weeks ago was like the best thing in fantasy football among running backs, and then last week he gave you a stinker. Now he's got the Titans, and I get it. Yeah. There's six teams on a bye, so it's hard to sit a guy like this, but the matchup's not good.
Yeah, it's
fade or never fade.
It's not. He's had a couple of big games over the last four.
Right.
The two, like you said, weren't, you know, they were okay, but mm-hmm. single digit games. And what the Titans just did, you know, last week, I'm believing in it. I say fade.
Ooh.
I say fade.
Ooh, all right. Yeah. Now
I think they're back.
This one is close to your heart because I know you have Mike Evans,
mm-hmm.
right? And Mike Evans, I mean, this guy's enough to drive you nuts.
Yep.
Give you 3 weeks in a row and he's awesome. And then he disappears for 2 weeks.
Yeah, one catch.
Yeah. So he's got the G-men in New Jersey this week. Fade or never fade?
I think he gets right. You know, he's had a little bit of a slump going here, and I'm gonna go never fade on Mike. And I need you because I'm playing Fab this week. So Mike,
I know, dude.
I mean, know it doesn't matter, and you don't listen to me, but man, please.
Yeah, and you know, I'm looking at the matches, and I'm like, oh, like JC's got Evans playing against the Giants this week. Great. I mean, that's just not going to be any good for me. So Allen Robinson, he had his best game since like forever last week. Just,
yeah.
A huge game. Now, keep in mind, Darius Slay was out for the Lions, so it was a little bit easier of a matchup. This week, he's got the Vikings and Xavier Rhodes. Fade or never fade?
You know, he had a big game last week, but he was out with an injury for a couple of weeks
yes.
before.
Yep.
And I don't know the. I'm gonna go fade on him on this game.
I'm right there yeah. with you. If you look at the numbers, I mean, the Vikings have been so tough
yeah.
on opposing wide receivers, and it's hard to bench the guy because he just had a monster game. You've got six teams off, but if I could fade him,
yeah.
I absolutely would. Another player. Now, this guy I have going against you.
Yeah.
Which is, you see the theme here. Evan Engram, who I haven't played all year because I have Kittle. But he's yeah. on a bye this week.
Yeah.
He's got the Bucks.
Yeah.
Otherwise known as the Yucks when it comes to defense. Fade or never fade. And don't try to do the reverse jinx. Let me tell you something about Jerry Cantrell. Now, he plays fantasy football, okay?
Hey, I don't do it.
No,
we both do it.
So this
reverse
no,
jinx.
And Eisen does the same thing. So what we do is if like one of us is playing the other and say Jerry's beating me, I'll be like, dude, congrats, man. Yeah. You won. It's over.
In like the first quarter.
Yeah, exactly. And then we just go back and forth and we whine to each other like on text for 3 hours. Well, let's see what you do here. Evan Engram, fade or never fade.
I think Evan Engram has a good game. The Bucks are all over the place, you know,
yeah.
and it's just garbage points at the end of the game to try to make up. I think Evan has a solid game.
Yeah, they've been crushed by
I think he's going to have a monster game, but I think he's going to have a solid game. Yeah.
Well,
I'll go never fade.
For my purposes, hopefully. Is it? Huge game. All right, final one. And this guy has been I don't know what's crazier. That he hasn't gotten hurt yet, or he's kind of sucked. I mean, and that's Jordan Reed.
Yeah.
And again, six teams on a bye, thin position, playing the Texans. Fade or never fade? I mean, like, it's so tough with him.
Is this like the first season he's played in a while where he hasn't missed a game?
Yeah, dude. Like, he's played every game, but he's not putting
not
up
really
numbers.
Doing much. I'm going to go fade on him on against the Texans.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're starting to heat up a little bit, too.
Yeah. So, hey, man, we just created a new segment based off an AIC song. I mean,
I like it.
We're the most creative podcast by far.
Exactly. Exactly, man. So, fade or never fade. And by the way, check out the album, please. You will not be disappointed.
Rain or fog.
It is so amazing. Now we're going to get into our week 11 matchups. And you've got the six teams on a bye. We're in the middle of Bye-mageddon. So the matchups are very important this week. And let's start off with the Bengals and the Ravens. We talked about it earlier. We're not sure who the quarterback's going to be for the Ravens right now. Joe Flacco's banged up.
Yeah.
Lamar Jackson, he's got the little stomach ache. I think he'll be fine, but there's been talk about RG3. Is Alex Collins a start for you this week?
Well, I know you think he is because
yes,
I made a
is.
Trade for him.
I know.
So
in two leagues.
I'm going to say absolutely he's a good start. This
week. The Bengals have been bad against the run lately.
Yeah. And with a quarterback position the way that it is, they're going to have to rely on him.
Yeah, and the thing too, right, if Lamar Jackson is the quarterback, you think you're going to run the ball a little bit more.
You get that option going, right?
I mean, because they have an offense that throws the ball a ton with Flacco.
And he'll be probably checking down a bunch too.
So Alex Collins is a very good start. Tyler Boyd. Now Boyd is... Last week, he was one of the bigger disappointments in fantasy. Everyone was thinking against the Saints, no A.J. Green, target hog. Ugh, it wasn't that good. But do you stick with him against Baltimore?
Did Ross have a bigger game?
No, Ross had a touchdown, and that was it.
That was it, too.
That was it. He did. Yeah. I mean, the Bengals stunk last week.
Yeah.
Andy Dalton was bad.
Yeah, of course.
Now road game, division game. What are you thinking about Tyler Boyd?
I think he probably bounces back. I mean,
you would think.
You know, I would think.
Mm-hmm. And the volume, too.
Yeah.
But I don't know, like, so... Keep tabs on Mixon because he didn't practice full today. It was limited. Keep tabs on him. He's obviously going to be playing. Boyd is going to be in your lineup. I think that's it, man. Like, I mean, I'm not Andy Dalton. Forget about him. He's going to the waiver wire. CJ Uzama has sort of disappeared. Mm. John Ross, I don't trust against Baltimore on the road. So I'm probably.
What's the deal with AJ? When's he projected to be?
So, I mean, like, there was talk that he could potentially be coming back sooner than the original reports of December. Mm-hmm. I think he's kind of week to week.
Okay.
And I don't know that Marvin Lewis is going to give us much information.
Yeah, well, they're in trouble without
past
him.
That. Big trouble. Yep. And Andy Dalton is not the same quarterback.
And Mixon's banged up.
Yeah, no doubt. So that means Ravens defense, too. That could be a very
solid play.
Yep. Playing the Ravens defense against you, by the way. All right, Cowboys at Falcons. I'm wearing my Cowboys gear. I got my Michael Irvin shirt on, but I still think we're going to lose because I need to continue the reverse jinx. If I say that we're going to get slaughtered by a team, we win because the Eagles last week, and Michael Irvin said the same thing on the air. But let's talk fantasy. Mm-hmm. Is it time to trust Dak Prescott?
Yeah, I think he had a pretty rough start there, man. It was a good game, and I think they're trending in the right direction. Mm-hmm. Zeke's running really well right now, and anytime you've got the offensive line and Zeke moving the ball like that, I think that it just helps Dak, you know. So the Amari Cooper thing is, you know, it's kind of interesting to see.
It's worked so far.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he had that nightmare, whatever season that was last year, with the drops he's back after this great season he had previously. So I think a change of scenery was good for him. So,
yeah. Like, it's weird. Like, the change of scenery
has. This is also a reverse jinx. I'm going to pick him to do well and to win so that the Cowboys probably don't.
What a friend. What a friend you are. I will say. So the stat that really, like, jumps out of me for this game. Atlanta, okay, the Atlanta Falcons have a lot of top nine quarterback in all but one of their last eight games, which means every single quarterback but one has been ninth or better in points.
That's not good.
I mean, their defense is garbage, and they're at home where they give up a ton of points. Dax had 20-plus in three of his last four. Like, I'm playing him this week over Kirk Cousins.
Shootout. Yeah.
I'm playing him over Kirk Cousins this week. And Amari Cooper is also a very good play. High-scoring game expected there at the Mercedes-Benz Dome. So this is going to be a very good fantasy game as well.
Okay.
So if you're starting Zeke, obviously, and you're starting Dak, and you're starting Cooper, are you sitting any Falcons this week?
I don't think so. I mean, I think it's got the potential to be that sort of because of the there's not a whole lot of defensive action from the Falcons and the Cowboys are looking pretty good. I could see this to be in a pretty high scoring game. So
I think the one guy I worry about.
I think Coleman has a good game.
Yeah, I like Coleman.
You know, Julio.
Ryan.
Yep.
Yep. I think the one guy I worry about a little bit is Calvin Ridley. The Cowboys defense hasn't been bad. Right. Hadn't been bad. But, you know, the narrative of this game could be throw the defensive stats out the window and they just
secondary's
go 35-30. So we'll see. But this could be a big-time Julio Jones game.
Right.
Austin Hooper, also a guy that people who have picked up off the waiver wire were really happy with last week.
Yeah, Austin's good.
No question about that. All right. Bucks at Giants. Okay. Now, Ryan Fitzpatrick has, like, been the bane of my existence the last couple of weeks because this guy throws for over 400 yards.
Yep.
Tampa Bay goes for over 500 yards. Eddie, what, they have 3 points last week? I mean, they didn't score a touchdown.
They're on pace to have the most yards with the fewest amount of points in NFL history.
Yeah. How does that?
They're the only two teams that ever done it. They both were in the Super Bowl.
Is that right?
Yeah, the teams that would like that have yards have made the Super Bowl. They're the only team to not even come close. It's ridiculous.
So I mean, like,
but my Giants will lose.
Okay, but so let's get you in on this because you're the resident Giants guy here.
Sure.
So Fitzpatrick this week. Now, the Giants have actually been tough on quarterbacks at home. Okay, I looked at the numbers. They're giving up like 15, 16 points a game to quarterbacks at home.
That's not bad.
Fitzpatrick is, he's like always one turnover away from getting his butt pulled out of the game and Jameis Winston coming in. So, I mean, would you trust Fitzpatrick even against the G-men?
The one thing I've been saying with the Giants this whole year is that their defense actually surprisingly is not as bad as their record would show. That's more to do with the offense. And Fabs, you're a guy that always says Fitzpatrick is always going to do some bonehead throws and
turn the
ball over. Landon Collins has been amazing for the Giants.
Yeah.
I could see him getting a pick or two or a forced fumble or something like that where Fitzpatrick looks pretty shaky and turned the ball over two, three times. And the Giants, but they have to capitalize on those turnovers. That's the issue.
Yeah. And there's not too many Bucks in this game that I'm sitting. Chris Godwin missed practice today, guys. So make sure you keep tabs on his status. Of course, you have OJ Howard, too. What the hell, man? Why do you pick the week to play me where every Buck right is playing, it's got a great matchup. I mean, come on. Jeez. So So, yeah, Fitzpatrick to me is like, he's a coin toss. Like, he's a borderline QB1 because he can give you a big stat line or he can give you a stinker and be out in the second half for Jameis. Now, on the other side of the ball, I mean, the Giants are easy, right? I mean, you're starting Barkley, you're starting OBJ. Sterling Shepard's a really good play, slot receiver, bucks against the slot. We've said it like 200 times this year. They can't stop slot men, so Sterling Shepard's a good play.
Okay.
But how about Eli Manning this week? Like, Eli had a decent game last week, 3 touchdowns against the Niners. Now he gets the bucks.
Yeah, well, I kind of feel the same about both of the teams. It's like it could be complete garbage or it could be okay, you know, but and like trying to figure out what week that's going to happen. It's going to be an interesting game I would probably go with the Giants at home though.
Yeah.
You know? But I also think, you know, even if Fitzpatrick does get you into trouble, I think he's going to garbage point you up. You know?
Yeah.
So
that, I mean, he is Mr. Garbage Time, but the problem is
turnovers and
does he reach garbage time because of turnovers? And I mean, because, like, Dirk Cutter, I mean, like, he's on the hot seat, right? I mean, if Fitzpatrick's throwing, you know, picks left and right in the first half, he's not going to keep him in the game. I mean, he's got Jameis out there. I mean, Jameis is like a younger Fitzpatrick.
He'll keep him in.
They can throw the ball for 400 yards and turn it over 10 times.
He'll keep him in if the Giants don't score. That's the issue, is the Giants scoring.
Okay.
And Eli had some, our guy here, Brian Baldinger, had tweeted about the Giants and his Baldy breakdown. There's a couple plays in the last game versus the Niners, who are not a good team either, and Eli flat out missed. I mean, he missed Odell for 2 more touchdowns, and that really scared me because he shouldn't be missing those throws versus a bad team like the 49ers. So I don't know if he's going to rebound versus the Bucks, also a bad defense. But Eli he's just so up and down this year.
Yeah, he really is. He really is. So I think he's a streamable option with 6 teams off. You know, you say it a million times.
Theory, absolutely.
I mean, if you've got a super flex league, 2 QB league, Eli Manning is going to be in the mix there. Let's go to Jacksonville, Steelers at Jags. The Big Ben narrative on the road, it's kind of been uneven this season. And I've always been like Big Ben on the road. Big
you
Ben
could always
on
bank
the,
on it.
Right. Yep. And I mean, the Jags, like,
I hate to say it.
I know. They're getting healthier, right? AJ Boye has been back at practice.
Yeah.
So, do you trust Big Ben against a Jaguars team? They've been getting it handed to them lately.
I mean, they have.
Andrew Luck, Carson Wentz, they've been getting whipped. So, Big Ben, you got him in your lineup?
Well, I would, because the Steelers are playing really great.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole controversy with Le'Veon Bell missing his season, basically, and Connor stepping in and just not missing a beat, except for a couple of, you know, I wouldn't call him letdown games, but he's been solid, man.
Yeah.
I mean, to have your superstar back and go through them, and you know, I love the Steelers. They're my, you know, my top 2 favorite teams, obviously.
Yep.
And I think they've handled it really well. They're rolling. The only thing that scares me is that 50 burger they put up last week, and no. Like, this could be the ultimate letdown game where Jacksonville gets heavy. But I gotta go with Big Ben.
Yep.
You know, I gotta go with Big Ben.
Yeah. I think Juju Smith-Schuster has a big game as well.
That's a good call.
The Jaguars are really not done well against slot receivers this season.
Yep.
And then on the other side, I mean, boy, it was good to see Leonard Fournette look like Leonard Fournette
last week. Yeah.
It really was. I mean,
I was sweating that.
Dude, I mean, I have him in a couple of leagues, and I was thrilled with the production.
Yep.
And the Steelers have been tough against the run, but Fournette did have a very solid game last season against Pittsburgh in the playoffs, so we'll see. He is clearly now a must-start.
Yep.
I kind of like D.D. Westbrook in this game. Pittsburgh has really struggled against slot receivers. And Blake Bortles, if you're in a 2 QB league or a super flex league, like, he had 20 points last week, and Fournette coming into the offense makes things easier for Bortles.
It helps you out, yeah.
Because he doesn't have to shoulder the load of throwing the ball, and he likes to throw it to the other team.
That's when
I mean, let's be honest.
Yeah.
But when Fournette's in there, I feel like there's a lot of pressure that's alleviated from Blake Bortles' shoulder. So I streamed him last week. I might do it again this week in my 2 QB league. We'll see what happens. But Bortles is a guy who he's a legit streamer for me this week. Let's move on.
Cool.
Texans and Redskins.
Yeah.
Demaryius Thomas. Now he's had a couple of weeks to learn the offense. Targets haven't really been there this season between Denver and Houston, playing in Washington. The Redskins defense, I mean, it was actually pretty good last
pretty
week
good
against
last
a
week.
Good offense. So
yeah. Yeah.
Demaryius Thomas, a guy that you have any trust in this week?
You know, it's always tough with a guy who just came to a team,
yep.
you know, as midseason, but he's so talented, you know, and I don't know. The Redskins D looked really great last week.
Last week, I know. Yeah, you know. What's crazy is that the two guys that beat him in the pass attack were a running back and then Chris Godwin.
Yeah.
Like Mike Evans did nothing.
Yeah.
Sean Jackson did nothing. O.J. Howard did nothing. So, I mean, if the Redskins defense is back, that could be a rough week.
I like the Texans, though, too. So,
yeah.
I think they probably, like you said, it's the second weekend, right? So, like, I think they probably start folding them into the mix a little bit more. And, you know, yeah, I'm going to say he has a decent shot at a good game.
On the Redskins side there, it's kind of a fantasy wasteland right now. I mean, Chris Thompson, I don't know when he's coming back, if he's coming back. Adrian Peterson, his numbers started to slide. I think that has to do partially with the fact that three of his five offensive linemen are on the shelf.
That doesn't help.
It doesn't help. And then, I mean, think about it. I mean, you got J.J. Watt and that defensive line going up against three backups.
Yeah, that's not good.
That's good for the Texans defense. Yeah. It's not good for any Redskins. So there's not too many guys that you could trust in that game.
Adrian might have a rough one this week.
Yeah, it could be a low-scoring game, too. Yeah. Titans at Colts. Marcus Mariota has had 2 20-point games in a row, including one against my beloved Dallas Cowboys. Wasn't expecting that, to be honest with you. Now he plays the Colts. The Colts that just gave up 20 to Bortles last week. Mariota's been a hot name off the waiver wire.
Yep.
I don't know if he was picked up in our league or not, because we only have a 10-team league, and like, so everyone's got like two good quarterbacks. But
wasn't he part of the deal, the Collins deal that you did?
That was in the NFL Celeb League.
Okay, gotcha.
Yes. So, right. I traded Mariota and Sony Michel to David Boreanaz, and I got back Alex Collins and Carson Wentz.
Yep.
I've been trading for Carson Wentz in every league.
Yep.
I love him.
Yep.
And I know that's like not good to say if I'm a Cowboys fan. They may take my card away. I just love Carson Wentz, man. I love him the rest of the season. So what do you think about Mariota this week?
I think I like Mariota. I think he's trending in the right direction. It'd be really nice if you could really count on the support from Davis. He's had monster games with kind of average okay games in between, but it was really good to see him get on the page. I've been, you know, he's been stashed on my bench for a while.
Wait, let me see what you're playing this week.
I think I might have to.
Let's see here.
Is he still on the bench? I think he.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
But see, I mean, you have Julio and Hopkins.
And Evans.
So those are your first two picks.
Yeah.
And
Jeez,
I'm in trouble this week. Eddie, I got to play Theo Riddick against friggin' Hopkins and JJ.
In your league, I am playing Davis though, because I think that Mariota and he are gonna have another big game.
Yeah, injuries have killed me in AFC, dude.
Yeah, me too.
AJ Green, Sony Michelle. I'm not gonna lament.
We're both 4-6.
Care about my team.
Man,
yeah, we're in trouble.
Good.
My championship is hanging by a thread. I'm going to give the trophy back, man. I'm not. Eisen's going to have to pull it.
We're still like clinging to the rim of that sixth spot. So,
like, have to pull it out of my cold, dead hand.
Like you said.
Yeah. So, back to that game, though. Deion Lewis is a really good start. The Colts, since week 7, are giving up 10 catches a game to running backs.
Okay.
That fits right into what Deion Lewis can do. Derrick Henry suddenly is the thing. He's getting into the end zone. Mm-hmm. Potentially, he could be a guy that you flex this week.
How are Lewis's PPR numbers this year?
Better.
Okay.
But he went through a stretch where he was doing nothing. And I actually, one of my leagues, he got cut.
Yeah.
But yeah, he started to pick it up. He's getting touches now. He's averaging about 21 touches a game over his last few games.
Yeah.
And he's clearly seeing more snaps than Derrick Henry. Yep. But Derrick Henry, I mean, that dude is built like a brick, you know what.
Yep. Yeah.
And so they get down near the goal line and they gave him the football. On the Colts side, you know, Andrew Luck, every week, I feel like people don't respect him, because even against the tough defenses, he's putting up great numbers.
Yep.
And I still never see him ranked in the top five among quarterbacks. I mean, I always have him in my top eight. And the Titans, I get it. You know, they just held Tom Brady to next to nothing, although that Patriots offense is sputtering a little bit right now. But I still trust Andrew Luck. Now, I have a dilemma. Maybe I'll throw this one out on Twitter. Against you, I have Andrew Luck and I have Deshaun Watson. Right now, I have Luck in there.
Mm-hmm.
Luck's been scoring more points per game in that league. That one's tough. But Andrew Luck is a guy that I trust. Marlon Mack is somebody that we talked about earlier on. I think you probably have to play him, even though the matchup isn't good.
Right.
T.Y. Hilton, you know, T.Y. was held in check last week, which we kind of expected because of the matchup against Jalen Ramsey.
Yeah, Ramsey's bad.
The Colts tight ends, though. Like, you've got Ebron. Ebron's playing, like, no snaps. He's running no routes, and he's scoring 3 touchdowns a game. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
So I don't know if he can keep that up. I still like Jack Doyle more than Eric Ebron.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. And because Doyle's playing more snaps.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, the targets, he's going to see more targets. Yeah. So
he runs out a great season, though. He's,
it's insane. Yeah,
he really
is. It's funny, too, because I remember Mike drafted him. I'm not sure. I think it may have been in AIC. And I'm like, dude, man, that guy's going to be so inconsistent behind Jack Doyle. And then Doyle goes out and Ebron goes nuts. So it's like you get traded to a team if you're Amari Cooper and you're Eric Ebron. And the trade, you get a pair of hands.
Yeah, right.
Because like in Oakland, Cooper couldn't catch the ball. And Ebron in Detroit, he couldn't catch the damn ball. And now they catch everything.
Yep.
So Ebron... It
says something about luck too.
Yeah,
and
it's been so good.
And the team, you know, I mean, it's nice having two options at tight end, man.
Yeah,
you know, as well.
People forget
they run a lot of two tight end packages.
Oh yeah. Well, the thing here is that when like Ebron's snap count and his routes are not as high, but you've also got Mo Alley Cox in the mix there too.
Right.
So they're definitely using their tight ends because they really don't have a number two receiver.
Right.
They really don't. I mean, Chester Rogers had a few good games when T.Y. was out. Lately, not so much. Ryan Grant's been banged up. So, but Andrew Luck is you know, using what he's got, and he's using it to the full effect.
Yep.
And he's getting it done. Panthers at Lions.
It's good to see him healthy and
playing. It is. People forget. I mean,
he's been through a lot.
In our league, he got cut.
Yeah.
Like after week one, and I picked him up, I'm like, I'm going to take a chance on him.
Yeah, sure. Good call.
So Panthers-Lions, Darius Slay has been limited in practice, and I think his status is basically what's going to make me decide whether or not I start Devin Funchess this week. We saw what the Lions' pass defense is without him last week. It's crap.
Right.
It's garbage.
Yep.
So if Slay is back, that is going to make Funchess expendable to me as a starter. But the guy that can have Cam Newton, of course, you know,
you'll
the game. The guy who can have the big game here is CMC, Christian McCaffrey.
Okay.
I mean,
I guess been really great. I think that's a really good call.
Unreal.
What's the deal with Slay? What kind of injuries is he dealing with?
Eddie, what's Slay's injury? Do you know what his injury is? We'll look it up.
I think it was a 1 week. He only had for 1 week.
Yeah, it wasn't something. It was something where he popped up on the injury report last week, and then all of a sudden he's inactive.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're like, oh, geez. Yeah. Now, Allen Robinson.
Well, Lions have been really rough. I think it's Patricia's first year, right? So
yeah, the offense has changed. Yeah. The offense has changed a lot because
I think they're trying to figure some stuff out. You know?
Matt Stafford not been good this season.
Well, I dropped him.
Yeah,
you know, I dropped him.
And did anybody pick him up?
I think he's still on the wire.
Yeah. I mean, that's all you need to know.
Yeah.
Matt Stafford is,
on
you know, consistently. Darius Slay's a knee, by the way. I wasn't sure if it was a knee or a hip,
okay.
So I didn't want to say because I wasn't sure. But Stafford's been cut in leagues, and the Lions' schedule down the stretch is bad.
Yeah.
It's really bad. So Stafford is a guy that hopefully you're not leaning on too heavily.
I think the Panthers are rolling good, and you know, I don't know if it's time to bench Funchess just yet. I mean, I think it's key to that matchup for sure. But
Slay.
Yeah.
No doubt about that. And another player that I like this week is Kerryon Johnson. He's seeing now more of a featured workload in this offense. You know, his targets went down with the Theo Riddick return, which was kind of expected, but he's still getting the bulk of the work. You know, LeGarrette Blount is seeing some occasional goal line work, which you expect as well.
Yeah.
But Kerryon Johnson and what could be, I don't know if it's going to be a high scoring game, but Kerryon's a guy that I like. I think he's proven that he could be a pretty solid RB2 down the stretch for your fantasy team. No doubt about that. And we talked about Theo Riddick. Keep tabs on what's going on with Marvin Jones and his knee injury, because if he doesn't play, Theo Riddick, I mean, he can get 10 targets.
He can.
Or Galladay could get 10 targets or more in that game, because really, JC, who else is Stafford going to throw the football?
Yeah, well,
you know,
hopefully. They can throw it to somebody.
They don't have much of anything. Let's go to Broncos at Chargers. We already talked about Phillip Rivers and the matchup and how Rivers is sort of, well, he hasn't been great over his last three or four games. But what's happened to Austin Eckler? I mean, you go in and look at Eckler's touches lately. This is a guy who people were flexing every single week earlier in the season. He's a playmaker. I mean, the guy can absolutely take it to the house anytime he touches the football. But lately, the problem is he hasn't been touching the football. I mean, you look at the numbers. He had three touches last week. Three.
Yeah,
so three more than the two of us sitting here right now
that's
in the studio. He had four the week before. Since week seven, he's been out-touched 40-24 by Melvin Gordon, which is, you know, not surprising.
Yeah.
I mean, he's averaging 8 touches a game. The Broncos' defense has not really been great against running backs. They've given up a couple of huge performances, but...
Home game.
I mean, do you trust Eckler? And again, people are in dire straits, okay? They're looking for help. Flex starter, Austin Eckler, for you this week?
I think that says it all. I'd say no.
I think that says it all.
Yep.
The lack of touches is a problem. On Denver's side, so Emmanuel Sanders was in studio for NFL Game Day morning last week. And so I had a chance to talk to him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he doesn't know who I am. I'm just a fantasy dork. He's like, oh, you know about fantasy football? Yeah, maybe a little bit. You know. And it's funny, too, because when I talk to players, and I always ask them the same question. Do most fans come up to you and talk to you about your team? Or fantasy football?
Yeah.
And the answer is almost always fantasy football.
Fantasy football, yeah.
Always. He said that when Peyton was there and they were winning, they were talking more about the Broncos.
Okay.
And now that Peyton ain't there, and they got Case Keenum throwing the ball, Trevor Siemian last year, and a bunch of other curtain jerkers, now they talk about fantasy football a little bit more. But I told him, I said, so we do this thing on the show, it's like the bold prediction. And I said, you know what, Emmanuel? You think you can give me 125 and a touchdown against the Chargers this week? He says, if they throw me the ball, I can. but Emmanuel Sanders is a guy that I'm starting. Now, Corlin Sutton, the rookie, I don't know how good of a bye week streamer he is. The matchup's not great. I would say he's got a low floor. He's got a decent ceiling. So Sutton's someone that I'd probably be fading this week. And the Chargers' defense is another play that I like because Case Keenum, you know, he's not averse to turning the ball over. Raiders against Cardinals. Now, the Raiders are the number one team of our good friend and bassist, Mike Inez and Allison Chains. Hopefully he's going to listen to this.
He's a long-suffering fan.
Yes, yes. And but you know what I did? Like an idiot a couple of weeks ago, and it cost me, too, because I got cute.
You did.
I got cute. I can't swear, but if I could, I would be swearing up and down. I had the Dolphins defense in there as a streamer. And then I saw that Nick Mullins was going to start against the Raiders. And I said, man, third string quarterback against the Raiders.
Yeah.
And Inez is a Raiders fan. Oh, I'm going to stick it to him.
Stick it in and break it off.
To him.
Yeah.
And break it off.
Use his own
and
team.
And break it off. And guess who got it broken off? Me. Because the Dolphins had like 25 points and I would have beaten them.
Raiders
and the Raiders
negative.
Gave me.
They had negative, right?
Negative.
Negative one.
Yeah. Yeah.
And not only that, every troll on Twitter destroyed me because I said, if you're looking for a streaming defense, the Raiders might be an option. They're playing a third-string quarterback. Little did I know that the Raiders aren't an NFL team.
Yeah.
And that they weren't going to show up.
That happened to me last week. I think I had -2 with my defense because I thought Barkley was starting. He was just gonna,
yeah, no.
Yeah. Yeah.
Same thing.
I got crushed.
With the Jets.
I got crushed.
You know, and that one, there were some defensive streamers last week that looked great on paper. Did not work out.
Didn't work out.
Yeah. Jets. Yeah. And then I had actually the Bills, who I liked until Peterman was basically put on the bench and Barkley came in. And I'm like, Barkley's better. Maybe I don't like that defense anymore. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well,
and then you've got McCown came in and I liked the Bills. And then McCown was there. And I'm like, Sam Darnold, I'd rather see him. Anyways.
Yep.
That was last week. That's our lament.
That was
a,
my
little bit of a complaint.
Like yours the week before.
But what's weird is, this game, as much of a dog as it might be, has got some really good fantasy options in it, right? Doug Martin, okay?
All right.
You look at the tape, he's looked good. He doesn't look like a guy who's been lousy the last game. He looked pretty good. And I'd flex him this week, and I am flexing him because the Cardinals can't stop the run. Okay. Jalen Richard, same kind of thing. He can catch the ball out of the backfield.
He's more of the PPR guy between
the two of them. Yeah, no doubt. So Raiders fall behind. Inevitably, they will.
Yep.
Richard could be a good play.
Yeah.
And on the Cardinals side, I can argue that there's at least 4 startable players on the Cardinals offense. Okay, or on the Cardinals, not just the offense. So the defense is a great streamer this week.
All right.
Great streamer.
Yeah, well, of course.
David Johnson.
Yeah.
Boy.
Yeah.
I mean, he's averaged 141 scrimmage yards in the 2 games since the Lions took over.
Cold starts, finally starting to get his legs underneath.
Yep.
Yeah.
Fitzgerald is a good play this week.
Yeah.
And Christian Kirk, I think, is an under-the-radar sleeper.
Okay.
I mean, again, you know, the floor is not great, but it's the Raiders. Their defense. I mean, this.
Yeah.
I don't know if the team is giving up on the coach or the coach is giving up on the team. I'm not sure exactly what it is, but there's drama there. I mean, that's.
Did you see the Jordy Nelson news too? Just to add that
he's not going to play
him and Martavis
Bryant.
Bryant.
So I mean, dude, fire up the Cardinals defense, please.
Yeah. Okay.
You've got, I mean, your number one wide receiver is going to be, you know, Seth Roberts and Brandon LaFell. Well, probably Jared Cook. Mm. So Jared Cook had a lot of targets. It's not a great matchup, but I think that Cardinals team is a sneaky good fantasy team this week.
Okay.
Just in terms of the volume of players. Eagles at Saints. I mean, easy. Are you sitting any Eagles? Are you sitting any Saints? Or are we just saying?
I think that's another really high point game there, possibly. You know, yes. I would. The Saints are, man, they're looking good.
They look awesome.
The win against the Rams, I think it was huge. I think those guys are going to definitely be seeing each other again to maybe play to go to the Super Bowl in the NFC.
What a game that would be.
Yeah.
The only thing better, Cowboys. But it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen. So, Eagles, Wentz, you're starting. I mean, none of their running backs. Although I would watch out for Josh Adams.
All right.
I've kind of jumped on his bandwagon a little bit because the other guys just, they're not getting it done. Alshon's a guy you start. You know, I don't really love Golden Tate this week. He didn't get a lot of targets last week. I still say he's probably a three or a flex because of the matchup. The star of this offense, Zach Ertz.
Yeah, Ertz.
I mean, we talked about it with Miz late.
Yep.
He kicked my butt.
I miss him. I had him last year. That guy's a stud.
He's like putting up elite fantasy receiver numbers.
Yep.
Like wide receiver.
I agree.
He's ridiculous. Saints, the one guy I don't have any faith in is Traquan. He didn't get a target last week. You know, maybe that changes. The Eagles defense is all banged up.
Yep.
They're all banged up. But I don't know if I trust Traquan, and they also signed Brandon Marshall. I think Ben Watson's an under the radar kind of sleeper. He's been pretty good.
All right.
If you look at his numbers, that one could be an absolute shootout there. That could be a very high scoring game. I wouldn't
pick the Eagles to win, but I would probably pick the Eagles to do better than people might think.
Yeah. Their backs are against the wall after they lost last week to the Cowboys.
Yeah. I mean, that's a tough building to play in, man. And yeah. Especially with the team playing the way that they are. You said mentioned the injuries. Mm-hmm. So, but I can still see some points being put up.
Yep. Vikings, Bears, Dalvin Cook's back.
You're loving that.
I don't love the matchup, but he's back.
You've had a love-hate relationship with Cook.
It's been most hate. Yeah. So I remember my first two picks were David Johnson and Dalvin Cook, and then I traded David Johnson like way, way back, like in the beginning of the season.
Right.
Before McCoy got the axe. Mm-hmm. If I had known that was going to happen, I probably wouldn't have traded him, but that's neither here nor there. So he's healthy. He's a guy that got drafted in the second round. A lot of people thought he'd break out this year, so you're playing him. I don't trust Kirk Cousins. We talked about it. Quarterbacks, when they go to Soldier Field, I mean, that's where the fantasy points go to hibernate. They do not score.
All right.
They don't score. And you know what? People on Twitter say, well, if you don't like Cousins, then how can you like Adam Thielen and Stephon Diggs? Well, because it happens all the time where wide receivers have good games and their quarterbacks don't.
Yeah.
What happened to Baker Mayfield last week? A guy went nuts. How'd Jarvis Landry do? Nothing. So forget about that narrative. Well, a quarterback can have a bad game.
Weather starts to play a role at Soldier Field where Minnesota doesn't. Right.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. So you want to keep tabs on the weather there in Chicago as well. Yeah. Mitchell Trubisky.
I like that guy.
Dude.
Man, I've seen that guy make some incredible scrambles.
Man. And it's
he just makes it happen.
You know and he's not spectacular.
A lot of good young quarterbacks.
It's
pretty cool, man.
Yeah, dude.
Mahomes is ridiculous.
Yeah, we're going to get to that game. Yeah. I mean, are you going to go? Like, I think
Mike.
Inez is getting, I hooked up Inez.
Are you going with us?
I can't. I got to work.
Oh, you got to work. Okay.
I can't go in.
I think Mike said you hooked him up with.
Yeah. So I think you guys are going to be good.
Yeah.
So you know what? Let's just go to that game. Eddie, let's just go to that game because Chiefs Rams. I mean, this is going to be this could be, you know, you could be looking at the Super Bowl here. You could be looking at the Super Bowl. I mean, Mahomes, talk about why you like him. He's so good.
I mean, you know, I mean, I would the creativity. I mean, what he broke? Did he break Len Dawson's 8-game record or something like that? I think he did.
I don't know if he had, but I wouldn't be surprised if he did because
it was like a season.
He's breaking all kinds of.
It was
records.
Like a season number in like 8 games or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like that team's on fire, and I'm really happy for those guys too. You know, we had it with Seattle, and you see the model. If you can get a good young quarterback to kind of have that great 4 years within that window before you have to take that, you have to pay him.
Mm-hmm.
You can spread that around to the rest of the team. And I think, not only is he a great player, but he's got a great team around him.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Andy Reid's an amazing coach.
Yep.
It's really fun football is what it is.
So much fun.
Yeah.
So much fun.
Yeah.
And, Eddie said, yeah, you're right.
Kareem Hunt's ridiculous. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The touchdown record.
The Len Dawson, right?
Yeah. He threw for 30 touchdowns in 1964 and Mahomes already has it.
Yeah.
31st last week.
What a difference in the eras. I mean, that is just ridiculous. And Mahomes was like, you know,
he got Hill, Kelsey.
He was a 10th, 11th round pick.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, he was one of my favorite sleepers. I didn't see him doing this.
Yeah.
I mean, he has absolutely been tremendous. And then
Mike's all proud of him because he drafted him, I think. And
yeah, Mike's 4-6, I think, too.
Yeah, but that's true.
But Mahomes has been better than advertised, and he's going to be the number one quarterback drafted next season. What's funny is that, you know, you talk about the young quarterbacks in the league, right? You know, talk about Mahomes and, you know, Goff. Everyone is sort of shocking.
Darnold showed flashes at the beginning too.
Sort of faded.
Yeah, he did.
A bit. But yeah, he's got a bright future. But what's weird is that there's so many good quarterbacks now. So Aaron Rodgers, right? And people are like, well, Aaron Rodgers has been a disappointment this year, and he hasn't finished in the top 10 among quarterbacks in 2 straight weeks. Aaron Rodgers is averaging 21 fantasy points a game.
Yeah.
And people are considering him a disappointment.
Yeah, playing on one leg for half the season too.
that's what the league has become. Matt Ryan. Like, I did not see Matt Ryan coming this year. I did not. I hated him last year.
Yep.
I thought he was going to be average this year. I was dead wrong. I was right about him last year. This year, I was dead wrong about him.
Yep. I heard it was time for him to go back to being disappointing, Matt. I drafted him, and he's been
great, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you look at the young quarterbacks in the league right now. You got Mahomes at one. Mahomes has got, you know, like almost 40 more points than the number two quarterback, Matt Ryan. You got Goff in there. Breeze has been great. Roethlisberger's 5 touchdown last week. Cam's been great. Trubisky, Andrew.
Talk
Clark.
About a young quarterback that's doing great there too. Goff. Goff is ridiculous. You know,
he's been tremendous.
The time that they set him out and the way that they handled that situation, maybe not didn't work out the way that he wanted to, but I think it was good for him
when he came out.
Yeah,
and his rookie year, he looked like a deer in the headlights.
Yep,
and suddenly. It clicked.
It clicked.
Or you know what happened?
Yeah.
They got rid of Fisher. and they brought in McVay.
Yeah.
And that was and then the lights went on.
Yep.
But like you look at the quarterback position and the guys in the top 10, Aaron Rodgers is close. You don't see Tom Brady, you don't see Kirk Cousins, you don't see Russell Wilson. You don't see Matthew Stafford.
Yeah.
You know, Carson Wentz has been great.
Yep.
He missed a few games, but he's been great too.
Yep.
So, back to the Chiefs Rams though. I don't know that you're sitting anybody in this game, anybody that's fantasy relevant.
No.
You're not playing the defenses. Heck no. You're playing both the kickers. You're playing, maybe you're streaming Higbee or Everett if you need a tight end this week, potentially. You know, both of those guys have been getting in the end zone lately. And Josh Reynolds, now that...
I'd say you play them all.
Yeah.
You got to play them all.
Get them into your lineup. Yeah. I mean, you Josh Reynolds.
Yeah.
You want to have shares of Rams and Chiefs in this
game. Right.
Sammy Watkins looks like he's trending towards coming back. So if Sammy Watkins can get back in there, he's going to be worth.
I got Hunt. I got Cooks.
Not against me though, right?
Not against you.
Good.
That's in the NFL league.
Good. Yeah,
in your league.
We played last week.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, those are the Week 11 previews. And boy, there's going to be a lot of points scored. It's going to be a lot of fun. And you guys are going to that game.
Yep.
That's going to be a lot of fun for you guys, man. I wish I could be there. Unfortunately, it's the weirdest thing in the world. Everyone always asks me, like, man, you must go to games all the time.
Yeah, you got
to
work.
Dude, I am here 6 days a week. Yeah. From August until Christmas, I'm here 6 days a week. I can't go anywhere.
Yeah.
The last football game I saw live was Cowboys-Bears. It was so long ago. The Cowboys won the game. It was like a Thursday night game. And the only reason I got to see the game was because we did NFL Fantasy Live from Soldier Field, which was awesome. Hey, NFL folks, send us out. I mean, we never go anywhere. I'm not going to complain.
Well, what about when you move?
Yeah, well, then we'll have some fun because then we're going to have the field right there.
That's what I'm
saying. Chargers,
bring
out the Rams.
That's what I'm saying.
That's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Robinhood is an investing app that lets you buy and sell stocks, ETFs, options, and cryptos all commission-free. So even if you are a stock market newcomer, you can invest for the first time with true confidence. While other brokerages charge up to $10 for every trade, Robinhood doesn't charge commission fees, which means you can trade stocks and keep all of your profits. And with a clear design and easy-to-understand charts and market data, Robinhood lets you place a trade on your smartphone in just four taps. Or, if you're on the web, you can view stock collections like the 100 most popular, as well as sectors like entertainment and social media, and curated categories like female CEOs. Plus, you can discover new stocks and track favorite companies with a personalized news feed, and get custom notifications for price movements so you never miss the right moment to invest. And, you know, I'm not big into investing. I have to talk about football like all the time, so I don't really have much time to do anything else except for study football and watch the Yankees. Okay, that's it. And listen to Alice in Chains and their great new album. But this sounds like something that would be really good for me. It seems like it's very easy to use the app, so make sure you go out and check it out. Robinhood is giving listeners a free stock like Apple, Ford, or Sprint to help build your profile. Dude, man, I'm going to sign up now. Free Apple? I'm all in on that.
Nice.
Sign up at nfllive.robinhood.com. That's nfllive.robinhood.com. All right, let's get into the big finale. How about that?
Let's do it.
Let's do it, Murph. Here is my Week 11 bold prediction. JC's going to have one. Eddie's going to have his delirious picks, and then we're going to do the mailbag. My bold prediction is going right back to the game we ended with.
Yep.
Chiefs-Rams. I say that Patrick Mahomes and Jared Goff combined to score over 50 fantasy points. I don't know how it's going to be, if it's 30-20, if it's 25-20. Maybe they go 30-30. Who the heck knows? But both of these quarterbacks, they're going to be lighting each other's defenses up like Christmas trees, okay? And I can't wait to watch that game. I can't wait.
That doesn't sound too bold to me. I think that's going to happen.
That, you know what?
I think that's going to happen.
You fit right in with the show. Because the guys on TV, they always crap on me like, Thebs, it's not bold. It's not bold.
I think that's going to happen.
Yeah, I would say it probably goes to 60.
I don't
want to rub it in.
Now, that would be bold.
I'll go 60.
That would be bold.
I hope you're right, too.
I'm going 60.
I don't want to brag, but me and Jerry will also be at the game Monday night. So I want to see a ton of those. But like you said, I'm working, though. It still counts as work.
So. All right, well, my bold prediction will be this. Even though Thielen has been lighting it up over the first half of the season, he's dealing with a couple injuries. I think that Stephon Diggs finishes the season with a better second half.
Wow. That's – you know who's got Stephon Diggs? You know who's got Stephon Diggs?
I got Stephon Diggs.
I got him against I know. This week.
That's right.
I hope that happens. Edward Murphy.
All right, my delirious pick.
You like that?
I'll stay in the same division as Jerry. I'm going to go with Aaron Jones. I mean, if you haven't looked at his stats.
Giddy up.
He's averaging 6.8 yards per carry. That's like college numbers. That's like what Reggie Bush did in his like Heisman year. Crazy stuff here. So my delirious pick is that he, in a similar vein to what Jerry said, he's going to finish the second half of the season from this point going forward, will be the highest scoring running back through the rest of the way. And he's going to be a guy that's going to skyrocket on draft boards next week. And it goes kind of back to what you said about Aaron Rodgers. People aren't realizing how good of a season he's still having. Mm-hmm. Defenses still respect him. Aaron Jones had the easiest defensive fronts to run against in the NFL.
You can't stack the box on Aaron Jones because Rodgers will kill you.
Exactly. So he's going to have plenty of space to run. He's going to get his catches here and there. And I just think that I'm very lucky to have him in my league, and he's going to be, I think, fantastic the rest of the season.
I hope you're right, because I've had him on my team for about 5 or 6 weeks.
It took Mike McCarthy a while, but finally, inexcusable. He heard us.
Yeah.
Maybe he watched the show and heard me yelling.
Yeah, hashtag free Aaron Jones. But about time. I mean, seriously, Mike McCarthy, like that could have changed their season around, like having a guy this productive.
And they traded Montgomery away. So, like, you know, even though it was just a few more touches.
Yeah, needed to happen.
Clear
the road for him, man.
Yeah. Want to do
let's do some mailbag.
All right, let's do two quick ones. I know we've run long on time here. So Gary Gall asked us this, which is an interesting question with fantasy playoffs coming up. He has Michael Thomas, Keenan Allen, Robert Woods. Should he be afraid of any teams benching those guys in real NFL football to affect his fantasy team?
But like, no, because like nobody's clinched anything. Like the Rams and the Saints are like neck and neck. They're going to be battling for the first seed in the NFC all the way to the end of the year. Like week 17, that's another story. The NFL also does a really good job now of scheduling games that are – potentially going to be very important
right.
later in the season. So I wouldn't worry about that. I mean, you know, you and I have been playing fantasy football for a long time. I can remember back at the time when, like, the Colts would clinch everything, like, in week 14.
Yeah.
And then you had to worry about, like, Peyton Manning or Edgerrin James yep. not playing or Marvin Harrison.
Hate
but
it.
Now,
yeah.
it doesn't happen that much.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't worry.
Okay. Well, it's good to know for all of our listeners and people in fantasy playoff time. We'll wrap it up with this trade one.
Okay.
We have Justice Scott asking, he has a non-PPR league, and he's been streaming quarterback all year, so he was offered Andrew Luck and Kenny Golladay for Christian McCaffrey. Should he do that trade?
I'll let you take this one.
Oh, God.
Andrew Luck.
Kenny Golladay.
I take it.
Christian McCaffrey.
To get McCaffrey.
I take it. Yeah.
Wow.
In a non-PPR league?
Non-PPR. So yeah. McCaffrey loses value.
Yeah, two for one. Yeah.
In PPR, I would have said heck to the no.
Yeah, McCaffrey's been great, but Luck in a non-PPR, Luck's been awesome.
Non-PPR, I'd go Luck and Golladay.
Yeah. Golladay could see a lot of targets moving forward, depending on what's up with Marvin Jones. We got anything else, or is that it?
No, that's it.
All right, well, hey, man, thank you so much, dude, because like this has been so much fun. Like, it's great to talk metal with you and fantasy football. You know, Jerry Cantrell, Allison Chains, like, I'm telling you guys, and I'm not just saying this because he's a close friend of mine, the album is freaking awesome. It is, I mean, Eddie will tell you, the album is awesome. Like, this is literally, like, and heck, I go back with Alice in Chains all the way to the beginning.
You do.
Okay, all the way to the beginning, okay?
There's no faux love there.
It's so good.
Yep.
I've listened to it just over and over.
I've been so upset because of I tried to go to the show at the Palladium.
Palladium, Palladium.
And that happened to be the weekend that my girlfriend was moving from Central California down here, so I was very upset and I missed it. So when you said before to the Miz, that, oh, we're gonna do another quick run.
We're gonna do another run.
The new stuff.
Yeah.
Live,
I'll tell you this. I saw the show. It was tremendous. The new stuff is great. And we'll definitely hook you up because I'm going to go there. What I want to do is, like, you know, Jerry already said, hey, you know, when we come back, if you want to go on the tour bus, I'm like, dude.
Yeah, come on.
Go, oh, my goodness. My girlfriend will never let it happen. She will kill me. She will kill me, Eddie, before she ever lets me do that. But, Jerry, thank you so much for joining the show. I mean, you're not only a guitar god.
We are so boring these days. But let me assure her that, you know, all the crazy stuff is gone. That was all done in the 20s and 30s.
I've heard some of the stories, and I can't talk about those stories on the air here. But thank you so much for talking about the band and the tour and the album and fantasy football.
Thanks for having me. I hope I did it okay with you. I'm still a little jet lagged from the tour.
No, dude, it's all good. And hopefully next month, maybe we'll get you and Duff McKagan in here together talking about stuff. I mean, Duff is also a huge fantasy football guy, too, plays in the AIC League. So that's going to do it for us. Marcus Grant will be back next week. Hope you guys all have a great weekend. Good luck in your fantasy football matchups. And remember, never fade Alice in Chains because they're always kicking butt, boys.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.